This is John Batchelor, conversation with Seth Frantzman of the Jerusalem Post and the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about Khan Yunis, the town in the middle of Gaza Strip, the headquarters of the commander, but in addition to that, completely undermined by tunnels in all directions coming up into houses and apartments. The Israeli Defense Forces have cleared out Khan Yunis of civilians. However, Seth reports on why the combat continues, how difficult it is to go house to house, and also why it will perhaps delay the assault on Rafah, which is about a mile and a half to the south, 2 miles to the south of Khan Yunis. Seth Frantzman on the challenge of Khan Yunis and its tunnels and its apartments and the Hamas gangsters, the Hamas battalions, reinvesting Khan Yunis after their initial retreat. Here's Seth Frantzman.
Yeah, it is. Khan Yunis is a pretty big city. It also has a lot of tunnels underneath it, and it was a center of several important Hamas battalions and brigades, and it was also the hometown of Yahya Sinwar, so you can imagine that it's just, you know, festooned with terrorist infrastructure. Also, and the units that are fighting there consist of commandos and paratroops and some armored units. So it's been purposely slow going, let's say, throughout since December. I mean, obviously, most of that city has been, you know, pacified. But the IDF continues to say that they're, you know, basically eliminating terrorists every day. And the latest news, you know, is that they've pushed into a new part of the city, basically, or a new area. In the western area of Khan Yunis, they call it the Hamid area, and they say that the area contains terrorist infrastructure. Intelligence assessments show that there's terrorists that have fled other areas that moved there. And so basically what they're saying is they've got commandos and infantry and armor there going in to try to root out, you know, these basically what they call, you know, hideouts and stuff that are in every apartment. I mean, what I've heard, obviously, you know, over the time from speaking to people in Gaza, what we hear here is there's just that almost every house in some areas has weapons, tunnels. It's just everywhere. And, you know, look, it's very hard to go house to house. I mean, I had a friend of mine that was in the, I was asking him about doing what it'd be like to do a raid like that in the West Bank. And he said, that's why we don't search for illegal weapons, because you have to go in every single room. Imagine doing that in a city of 100,000 or 200,000 people. I mean, even if the people aren't there, and in Khan Yunis, the people aren't there because they were asked to leave in December. But each time, it's a whole new neighborhood, and that's, I think, where it is. And it just shows how difficult this fight is. And
more of this later.